She falls asleep in strange places. When Sita's father calls, he does not speak of the car left running in the cul-de-sac, sirens, a spill of potatoes and jackfruit on pavement. He says only, she falls asleep in strange places. The front door is reluctant to Sita's touch, their foyer sour with old newspapers. Where are the slippers? Where is her mother singing? Leaving the hospital, her mother sleeps on the ride back, sleeps for the next 2 days. Sita oils her mother's hair, braids it scalp tight. She sings the songs of after school, recalls her mother bending down to unlace her shoes, a whiff of cardamom, Disney Channel until 6, so often that same cartoon. She vacuums and again waltzes with owls. Soprano, soon to be princessed. For a year, her name was Aurora. She asks her dad if he remembers. She asks him to practice IVs on an orange. On the third day, her mother wakes. Her mother calls her Dalit. Her mother says, stop using good linen on the dead. Her mother closes her eyes. Her mother is just soft murmur and curl. Sita finishes fluffing the pillow. That night, she dreams not of the beauty, but the sorceress, green-skinned, unable to accept the party has gone on without her. Who wouldn't be tempted? This will only hurt a bit, the witch had promised. Such a fast wheel, such a pretty spindle.